Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, 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 what's up, what's up, what's good tonight? It is your host, Danny Hero himself, 770. Oops, 777. I'm sorry, guys. Been smoking a little bit. And this is Aces Noir Radio. And right now, I know my co-host is giving me a call in and see where he's at, what he's got going on. He's going to be joining me real soon. But yeah, we got a host of topics for you guys tonight. We're going to talk about power. We're going to talk about what else? So we'll talk about power. Yeah, yeah, this is some good shit I'm on, guys. I'm on this moon cookie. It's pretty good. The NBA, NFL, Colin Kaepernick. Oh my goodness, Mike Vick. So we got a couple of things popping, you know, to discuss tonight. I already got a dollar on the line. Let's see, how was you guys' weekend? Mine was pretty stable, smoked a little bit, did a little work, slept a lot. It pretty much went to a great spot down here in ATL. Yesterday, last night to be exact, if you guys are in Atlanta, you should check out the Vortex. They have great hamburgers, real big man-style burgers. They were actually on TV before on Man vs. Wild a couple of years ago. The Culinary Bypass Burger, one of the biggest burgers they have. The cheapest burger, the cheapest Culinary Bypass Burger they have there is like $19.95. And the most expensive one, I think it's like $79. But these are like some big-ass burgers that they have. But they're pretty damn good, though. Hold on, let me see who we got here. You got a call on the line. Go ahead, caller.
Is it me?
Yes, it's you.
Okay. Hey, I don't know which person you picked up. It's Vita.
What's up, Vita? Hey, hey, what's going on with your new star?
I'm excited to finally catch your show.
Oh, yeah. Thank you, man. I wanted my co-host to call in. You know, we don't call people time around here. So when they call in, we'll officially get it, you know, truly started, man. But, yes, man, thank you for calling in. Are you going to stay on the line with us for the next hour?
Yeah, I'm going to definitely try.
Okay, word. That was up. So how California, man? Like, I've yet to visit sunny California.
It's beautiful. It's the best place on earth. I love California. I live in LA in particular, so I love it. I don't see why people hate on it so hard. People be hating on it, but our weather is beautiful. It's been warm, but not too warm. Like I would say, it's been like close to 90, but the breeze is cool in the shade. You feel good, you know.
They just sound like heaven, and it's like recreational marijuana. That is like the thing.
Oh, I've been high all day. I'm about to smoke right now. I be getting high all day.
Yeah, shit. I'm on some moan cookies right now. One of my partners down here, man, he's that guy when it comes to like getting your green. And he gives me like you get like a variety pack of different strands. Like I had Super Chronic. I smoked that last night. No, what did I smoke last night? Yeah, the Super Chronic last night. Then I smoked what did I smoke earlier? Damn it, I forgot. But now I'm on moon cookies right now. But I'm using cones, raw cones. What do you prefer? You like blunt, joint, cones, vaporizers? What you like?
I like bowls and bongs because you don't use as much weed, so it lasts longer.
Right.
But I have a vape. I have a an Atmos RX Junior. It's cute and purple and stuff, but it's a bitch to clean with the wax and stuff. But yeah, I prefer that. I don't mind joints. Blunts are okay. The thing about blunts, though, is if I smoke too much of it, like, it has to fuck with my chest and my lungs. But,
right.
But I get joints.
Yeah, I
like dabs. Dabs are probably my favorite. I like that. See, I don't know. Where are you based out of?
Atlanta, the ATL.
So, I don't know. You guys don't have recreational marijuana. Do you have medical marijuana dispensaries?
No, not yet, man. We're working on it. Maybe the next 10 years.
Well, let me tell you this. Like, when I go to buy weed, they also give me a free dab. So that you can get high before you eat. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Man, I got to get to California, man. I got to get to L.A., man. This is ridiculous. God dang it. What am I doing with my life?
It is always so funny when you smoke with people who are from other places. They be, like, tripping out. Like, because, like, one time my cousin came out here from Vegas, and she's with this dude who's originally from Philly. And we were all in the car smoking, and he was flipping out because my homegirl had opened up the car door while we were smoking. He's like, no, don't do that because the light was going to come on. And my homegirl was looking at him like, what the fuck is the problem? But he didn't realize in L.A., nobody's going to care if you smoke weed. Like, the light's on for what? The cops, I've been stopped high, and the cop just told me, be careful, you know. That was it.
Damn, man, that's so awesome, man. You getting fucked up down here. Like, if you get... I mean, they're trying to decriminalize it now. They're moving forward, taking steps like, you know, you get caught with anything under, you know, like 7 grams, it won't be a criminal act. Because now, you know, they kind of pin you to the door down here to get caught with it. And so that's why I get my shit, and I normally stay in my damn house. Or I smoke before I leave.
Y'all have Christian conservative. Y'all the Bible Belt, right?
Man, yes. Yes, but I mean, hey, look. A few years ago, we finally got Sunday alcohol sales. Maybe like 5 years ago.
Wow.
Crazy, right?
How do you?
And people
like,
was pushing.
But somebody like you, like I would just imagine you would live in like a place like New York or LA or Chicago, where you could be a little more free.
I know, and I always say that. You know, I was in the military, and. I mean, there. I've been, you know, a few places. That's the place I would love to stay, man. I always say that, but I don't know. It's just something about, you know, about Atlanta, you know, that this is home. You know what I'm saying? Like I go other places. I love visit other places, but for some odd reason, I love being home. You know, so I'm a traveler. I rather travel, go places, stay for a while, then come back home. This type of person I am, but. I said next year I did want to move to, like, Savannah, Georgia. I thought about that. Or Austin, Texas. My son wanted to go to Texas. My daughter, she like, hell no, I want to stay here in Georgia and go to Savannah. You know, we thought about, you know, I want to change the scenery, you know. So I had thought about that. But now I'm trying to open up a store here. So I'm like, well, if I open up a store, I definitely can't leave the damn city. I got to stay here at least, like, 2 or 3 years or two. You know, I'm good. But. Well, I definitely want to get to L.A., man. I think about L.A. a lot. I'm going to get out of there one of these freaking days. Hopefully next summer I can get to L.A. For at least.
Yeah,
like,
I mean,
I don't want to stay 3 days. I want to stay at least like a week. I don't want to stay like 2 or 3 days, man. I want to be out there for like a week.
You're not going to want to leave. If you come to L.A., you're not going to want to leave. I know it. Because there's just so many, like, scenes here, and there's so many, like, we have an app called Fuse Ecology where you can basically find your scene. Like, we have so much going on. I mean, I think you'd really like Hollywood and West Hollywood.
Uh-huh.
There's a lot of marijuana, but it's like everybody, it's just so much like, I don't know how to explain it. Like, it's so artistic, and it's like lots of music, and there's all these different scenes. And, you know, if you like hip hop, if you like rock, if you like punk, if you like. Well, jazz, like you'll find it, you know. And the
scene
is
where,
like,
the rock and roll scene in LA. I know it has to be dope. The alternative scene, I know that has to be off the fucking chain.
Yeah, so I've been learning more about the rock scene. You know, my scene is the hip hop scene, but I've been learning more about the rock scene in LA. And I didn't realize how many people came to LA for rock and roll. Like, I did not know that. That's new to me.
Look at Red Hot Chili Peppers. A few of their hits about LA.
Yeah, Red Hot Chili Peppers. Rage Against the Machine, no doubt.
Right. Yep.
Yeah. Sublime.
Yeah, Rage. Yeah.
Who else is that? Huh?
And these are, you know, like, that was crazy because, like, I love Rage Against the Machine. I have, like, almost all, I have all their albums. Come think about it. On my Spotify.
Oh, yeah.
I used to have the vinyl shit back in the day, but I have all their albums. I know almost all Rage Against the Machine songs, and that's amazing. I didn't realize I knew that many damn songs from them. And it's crazy. You just mentioned Sublime, Red Hot Chili Peppers, and Rage Against the Machine, and that's pretty much like
pretty much the reason why
I was going to fucking L.A.
I know Linkin Park is like pop, but they were out here. They're from out here. They're from Linkin. Actually, they're from Linkin Park. who else is out here? I can't think of everybody. But yeah, there's like a ton of bands out here that are from out here.
No, I also want to try you guys tacos, because I hear like a lot of my friends from California, they always talk about the tacos. They say our tacos
are
shit.
Oh,
because
tacos are a thing. Man, I didn't know that black people in other places didn't eat turkey tacos. Like, that blew my mind. I was like, wait a minute. Is that like an L.A. thing? Because in L.A., you meet a lot of black people. Like, if you go to, like, a soul food spot or, like, just like a black diner. Like, there's this spot called Jordan's Hot Dogs. Another place called Earl's Grill. Another spot is a hamburger spot, and all these spots serve tacos, and they serve turkey tacos. Like, it's a common thing here.
Damn.
And we get street tacos. Like, our street tacos, we have a fire. Like, eating at a taco truck or eating at a taco stand just on the corner is, like, a nothing thing. Like, you do that shit all day.
Yeah, we don't really have those. Like we just started getting food trucks a few years ago. Well, they started allowing food trucks a few years ago.
There's a lot of shit like that.
I'm kind of happy. Like I tell people all the time, I'm happy that, you know, we get more transplants. Because right now, like, it's hard to find anybody that's actually from the city of Atlanta, in the city of Atlanta. Like, when people ask me where I'm from, I said, I'm from Atlanta. They're like, are you from Atlanta? I said, yeah, I was born and raised here. So it shocks some people because a lot of people like to move out. But yeah, we started that. Say what?
I didn't know Atlanta was a transplant city. I mean, LA is, but I think people expect LA to be. I just didn't know.
Yeah, of course.
I guess it makes sense for Atlanta, too. Cause I would move to
Atlanta.
Atlanta's
fast growing, man. You know, Atlanta's third on the list now behind filming, I mean, behind New York and Hollywood when it comes to making movies and producing movies. We're like third on the list now. And, like, I mean, Spider-Man Homecoming, they actually filmed it right around the corner from the school I went to. I actually had posted pictures up on Facebook. I was standing in front of the scenery for that. And there's nowhere you can go anymore where they're not filming a movie here now. Everybody's always filming. I was in school. There was like three movies downtown at once. So Atlanta is it's changing. I love it. I love it, you know, because I'm a writer.
Atlanta is like the black mecca now, so. Where everybody black is moving.
It's been there for years. It's been there for years like that, though. But, I mean, it's kind of like, I mean, now it's being threatened. I can't lie. Say it's not being threatened. Like, you know. We got to do better as a community down here. We're losing. In Atlanta, like the black community in Atlanta, we're losing.
What are they doing?
We're, like, being pushed out. I mean, like, you know, gentrification. Like, we're being pushed out.
I imagine that would be a problem out there.
I look around. There's too many, like, you know, successful black people for this shit to be happening here. You know, I mean, I'm just like, wow, this is crazy. Like, we can do the exact same thing that everybody else is doing, but we choose not to. We choose about fucking joy and shit. I swear. But yeah, I wasn't talking about that shit tonight at all.
Sorry.
This is killing, like, you know what I'm saying? Oh, no, you're good. Oh, you did, man. Well, of course, we got to have this conversation again, you know, probably later on. But I know what we can talk about, though, which is I just actually start paying attention to it. If you ever notice, I really don't get caught up in the bullshit. I might post some shit every now and then on Facebook to piss motherfuckers off. But, you know, I don't really get caught up in shit. So today I actually started paying attention to this R. Kelly shit, right? Because I'm seeing this shit everywhere. Now I'm starting to see this shit. I'm seeing it on TMZ. I'm seeing it on Wendy this morning. I like Wendy. Love Wendy Williams. So what you think about this R. Kelly bullshit that's going on now with the girl? Did you see the videos?
It's funny because...
Are you following?
Excuse me. I don't think anybody is, like, surprised. I don't think anybody thinks it's not happening. I think the question has been really, is it by force? Is he really brainwashing these girls? What is really happening here, right? However, I think, like, most people don't know anything. Like, people use throw the word, the term cult around, right? I don't think most people know what that even means. I grew up in a cult, so I know what that means, right? And then you also have people who are throwing around. Yeah, I was raised in a cult. It's similar to Jonestown, except we didn't create a town or commit suicide.
Oh, man.
But it was like every – if you ever watch the Jonestown documentary, if you watch all the way up to when he started having legal problems and left and created this town, like that's pretty much my entire church existence. But at any rate – I thought people throw, like, a lot of words around, not really understanding what they mean. Not saying that they're wrong, but just saying people don't know what they mean.
Right.
And also, I don't think what R. Kelly is doing is much different than what is really what the whole pimping scene is, right? The actual pimping scene, not these motherfuckers on TV talking about pimps. I'm talking about actual pimps, right? Like, I know actual pimps. I grew up with actual pimps, right? I'm talking about pimps who had stables. You know what I mean? Like, you literally...
Right.
Would have women on leashes and walking them around. They couldn't look at nobody else. They looked at another man. They would get beat right in front of you. You know what I mean? So like what R. Kelly's doing, and the reason why people are like why he's okay with it, and why he's around people who are okay with it, because in where he's at, like that's not an uncommon thing for men to have these spaces where these women obey them. Now, the problem these parents are having is that they want their daughters back. They didn't send their daughters to R. Kelly for that reason. Now, why you would send your daughter to R. Kelly anyway, I don't quite understand. But
That's why I don't get that part. I don't get that. Why the fuck would you send your daughter to R. Kelly? Why would you be all right with that shit in your right fucking mind? Like, who would? You didn't,
well, one parent said she thought that she would still be able to, like, as long as she was with her daughter, everything would be fine. She didn't expect that he would coerce her into being in his little thing, whatever he's having, his little harem thing he has going on, you know? So I don't completely blame the parents. I don't understand the parents. I don't want to blame them because I don't necessarily think it's their fault. But I don't get it. And as far as the girls are concerned, are they held against their will? Probably not. But in most cults, people aren't held against their will. What happens is your will becomes theirs, and that's the bigger problem. You don't even have a will. It's like you're constantly trying to get this approval, and you've created this life now that you don't want to go back on. And if you study any type of psychology, people have a hard time admitting they're wrong. They double down on their beliefs. In fact, you give them more information. So if you have somebody you've created this whole life around and you don't want to be wrong, you're going to double down on that, you know? I took those videos of those girls coming out even, one of the girls saying, you know, please leave it alone. I had a problem with that because if your father is pleading for you, why would that cause you problems if you're okay?
Right.
Like, I feel like all this stuff being exposed has been causing her a problem, but it's been causing her a problem because she's probably been getting in some sort of trouble. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So I thought all that stuff to be quite alarming. So that's my take on it.
Yeah. You seen the second video too, right? You seen both the videos?
I seen the two videos of the girls, and I seen the video of R. Kelly singing some song in the sauna.
Oh, you said the one, the girl, which, what's her name? Something Savage. Last name Savage, I believe. Is it?
I don't remember what the girl's name was.
Jocelyn Savage.
That was her. And she had the video, and it looked like somebody was behind the camera told her what to say.
Yeah. I mean, the second video, she kind of like, it was a little bit more convincing than the first one. But, I mean, I think the first one, I was just like, yeah, you're being told what the fuck to say. Then she came out the second video. I was kind of like, well, I mean, in the first video, it seems like it was, like, that was more of you. You was being coached, whatever. That's what it seemed like. But I tripped. I mean, it's crazy, man. Like, I mean, I still don't know, like I'm still kind of, I don't know too much about it besides that shit. I seen the two videos today. I kept seeing, like, stuff on Facebook, and I seen the videos today. I heard Wendy Williams talking about it. They talked about it on TMZ. I think I read a couple of sites and see what they're talking about, and I was just like, oh, jeez. The fucking circus all over there again. But
the problem I have with the conversation, especially with certain outlets, is they don't actually care. They just like the juicy gossip, hot topic, click my link type thing, you know? Like, this man is actually out here doing all kinds of weird shit. You know, we have videotape of him peeing on a child. And yet, that did nothing. So I don't really imagine him having 21-year-old girls in his little cult thing. I don't think that's going to be the thing that turns us away from R. Kelly. There's a video of him peeing on a child. Think about that for a second. If you call him, like, that's pretty crazy.
And he got a fucking way with it. Like, that shit. I couldn't fathom that shit, like, for nothing. I sat there when I heard that shit, right, and it was, I remember I listened to the Ryan Cameron show, and I think I was working for a rental center at the time. I think I was in the truck, and Elle Duncan, she read the verdict out on the radio, and, like, it was just, like, it was disgusting, you know what I'm saying? Like, it was disgusting.
Hey, they read what on the radio?
She read the verdict when R. Kelly got cleared on the charges.
Oh, the verdict.
She read the verdict. Yeah, she read it over the. And I was working at Renner Center, so I was in the truck, or whatever, you know. So when she read the verdict, it was just like, you know, it was disgusting. You know what I'm saying? I was just like, that's just like, you know. I was just like, oh my god, like really?
Yeah, really. But this is the even crazier part. So the journalist that dropped the story about the girls being in these properties and having them call them daddy and all that. And the craziest part is there are other stories. That journalist has been covering all types of reports parents have had about R. Kelly messing with their kids, their daughters. You know, like he would do some work at a school, do some presentation at a school, and start messing with some of the girls at the school. Like stuff like that. It's like something like a ton of reports. But yet,
shit,
nothing has been done. And people are still like, the thing that really I always find interesting is how these other celebrities still sitting here like it's nothing, you know? Like, oh yeah, we support him. Like, really? Why? Like, I get it, that's your boy, and you just want to kick it with him on the side, but as your public persona, why would your public persona endorse this guy? I don't get it.
No. Hell no. I don't get that shit either, man. Like, that shit pisses me the fuck off. That shit pisses me off. I don't get it. Like, it was a guy that was defending him on TV today. It was like, that's, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, the defense has been about.
I'm like,
wait, what did he say?
Dude was defending him. He was like, I don't talk about it. I kill the steel man. I don't care what nobody say. But the country come going to the country. I'm just saying it on TV, live TV today. I'm black dude.
See, and people were comparing him to Hugh Hefner. And the thing is, I always thought Hugh Hefner was a creep. So telling me about Hugh Hefner does not make what R. Kelly's been doing okay. Like, I don't see it. Also, Hugh Hefner has paid employees. These girls that he got are not paid employees, you know? I mean, to me, there's no real excuse for it. It's like people are in some sort of weird denial. I don't know why, because I don't even think his music is that great.
I just don't.
I don't think he's that good of a writer, as everybody says he is.
I mean,
this
damn,
is just saying, you remind me of my Jeep. I want to ride it. That doesn't even make any sense. But we let that shit fly because it sounds good, right? Like, I believe I can fly. He has a song says I believe I can fly, which is like to me the worst written song ever. You put a choir on it, and all of a sudden it sounds good. But how do you see yourself running through an open door? You just said you was flying, nigga. Which one is it? Like, it's just, he had a song with like jungle noises on it. I can go in on R. Kelly. Like, his song is just not that good. Like, I'm sorry.
I like the song with him. So you didn't like, wait a minute, you like the song with Keith Murray? The song with him and Keith Murray, did you like that song? Yeah, I like that song. I mean, that's a classic.
What's the name of the song? It's like dun dun dun. That one? I can't sing.
Yeah,
it's alright.
Like,
it's
a big to my crib tonight. Yeah, something like that. Yeah, I mean that. That song. I mean, but I mean,
it's alright. I mean,
the man's a pervert. The man's disgusting, man.
Party
you know what I'm saying? Like, but he's a pedophile. And motherfucker, he's a pedophile like a motherfucker. Man, the man makes good music, but he's a pedophile. I can't fuck with him. Can't even lie to say
I
mean, I won't take shit. I won't take shit from the man's skill set, but he's a fucking pedophile.
Oh, I fuck
with
the man's skill set. The nigga sucks. He always. I think he's overrated. I know Negroes is attached to this man, but his music is just not that good to me. I don't get the appeal.
He got some key hits. He got some hits that are good. I mean, he got some hits that are good.
He has a lot of hits.
And
a lot of his hits weren't
that
well written. He has a lot of hits.
There's only a few. I mean, that Chocolate Factory album, like, I was pissed off. I was pissed off by that album because that was a good
album.
That's
the one that got Ignition on it. This is the Ignition on it and Feeling on Your Booty.
Yeah.
This nigga got a song talking about Feeling on Your Booty. Come on, man.
Yeah, that's
a, that man
hey, come
that
on,
great.
Man.
He got
look. But that was awesome for the club. Especially if a drunk chick just
but
popped
people
up on
act like this nigga
one.
Is Marvin
like,
Gaye.
I mean,
like the nigga ain't Marvin Gaye. He's essentially the future of R&B.
I would never say that. Oh, my God. I would never say that. I would never say that, no. He was good for what he was.
For what he was, which is making trash music. Huh?
He made raunchy shit. Raunchy. He made raunchy shit. Know what he made? I mean, he was
he found his niche. I'll give him that. He found his niche, or his niche, however you pronounce it. And I'm very happy for him in that regard that he was able to make a career doing that. Okay, but at the end of the day, and he is a very good producer. I think he's produced some wonderful albums and good songs. But his writing is just not that great. His singing is good, but it's just nothing that makes me go like, you know, I really want to sit here and sing this corny ass trap in the closet song. You know what I mean?
That was
just
corny
not,
as shit. But that shit was so damn cheesy. It was entertaining though. It was funny. It was funny, but it was cheesy as shit. But it was genius though, man. I mean, and people loved it. You know, I thought it was cheesy, but it was funny as shit. The story is funny as hell. The video to it is hilarious. I mean, if you watch it, you're high, you're like, yo, this shit is so stupid. It's funny as shit. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, R. Kelly is good for what he is. For what he does, he's really
good. I like him on that Biggie song. I like him with Biggie. I like that song. I ain't gonna lie. I like that song. You must be used to standing.
Oh. Yeah.
All that sleep. Yeah. That's my jam. I ain't gonna lie, that song kind of not. Losing R. Kelly isn't that big of a deal for me. Losing Bill Cosby wasn't a big deal for me. And actually, I still watch a different world and the Cosby show. I still like those shows. Me too. Hell yeah, I'm still watching motherfuckers. I don't care. Those shits are good. They're really good, you know. I don't fuck with that nigga, but I stopped fucking with that nigga long before the rape thing became a really wide story. I stopped fucking with him. But then that cracked me up. This team talking about they're one of the black jurors. And I was like, probably because they were all named Shaniqua inside their pants, and you don't want them on your jury, do you, Bill? Like, you spend the whole time berating black people, and then, man, fuck that nigga. I don't care what they do to him, to be honest with you.
Hey, you know what?
But his shows are great.
No, it's funny. Because I swear to God, I manage a hair salon, right? And so none of the women was really angry about Bill Cosby. I was like, this is kind of odd. I mean, y'all really pissed off by him, you know, raping women? This one lady told me, get what she said. She said, not that one little bitch was white. They send them up. I said, oh, you tripping.
He said, all of them were white.
Yeah, he was like, I said, y'all ain't mad. I said, y'all should be mad about it. She was like, and all the bitches were white. By the women
but
being
they
raped.
That's the crazy part. But the thing is, But this is the crazy part, though. Like, they were all white. Only the white ones came out or had a case that they filed. But there were black women who reported stuff a few times. One lady was on MSNBC talking about her experience. Yeah. So he was messing with black women, too? She was also on MSNBC. But she said that she didn't file anything, only but she was just saying, like, the things, like, the creepy shit he was doing and shit. And, like, I was like, oh, that's just disgusting. He would, like, tell girls or women he's going to make them a career, and he'd, like, drug them and start filling them up and shit.
Yeah, that's crazy, man. Like, I mean, but you can't be surprised. I mean, people like that exist. Like, that shit be going on for that damn long. So if somebody would have just, actually paid attention or listened a long time ago, that shit wouldn't have got that damn far. That's just too many goddamn cases. Man. That shit should have been stopped a long time ago. That shit made me question a lot of fucking shit, man.
Man, let me see. You think that's crazy? These pedophile rings in Hollywood are fucking nuts. That's the craziest shit. Like, what's that dude named Corey Feldman? You talking about his friend that committed suicide, was raped by their agent or some shit? I watched a documentary on the pedophile rings in Hollywood. Man, that's some shit that'll fuck you up. That's some shit that'll fuck you up. And it's, like, easy to get to those kids, too, because their parents want them to be a star until they give their kid to whoever they think is going to, they trust. Like, those people win these parents' trust. And they travel with the kids, and it's, like, bizarre. Yeah, it's crazy.
Damn.
Anybody else on this show? Is it just me and you?
Damn.
What? Is it just me and you on this show? Or is there other people on the show?
Yeah, other people, they listening. People can call in. If you're out there, you're listening, you guys, I want to call in. Number is 323-642-1668. Guess what? I still haven't listened to the album.
What?
I haven't.
Why?
I've been asking myself that for like the last couple of weeks. Why have not listened to this damn album yet? I hear people talking about it and everything, and I wasn't excited about this album coming out.
I was ready to talk about it with people who listen. If you haven't heard it, there's no point in talking about it.
No, I mean, okay, I've heard the album, but I haven't sat down and listened to it.
Same thing. If you ain't listened to it, gonna be able to discuss.
I had to sit down, like the booth level by my job. I go in there sometimes, kick with them guys, and they was playing the album when it first came out, so I was in there listening to it. Like, I was playing it, but it didn't really, nothing really grabbed my attention about the album when I was listening to it. So I was like, I never downloaded and go back and listen to it. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it makes total sense. It doesn't have no bangers on it. So it's not something where you could, like, to me, it's not an album I could just play in the background. I got to actually hear what he's saying. Because the beats honestly weren't that great. Like, they just weren't that great. No ID's production is, I think it's good sometimes. I don't think, like, I thought his production of The Story of OJ was really good. But other than that, I didn't really think his production was that great. But lyrically and, you know, content-wise, I really, really ride with Jay. Like, I have put at least two or three other songs in my little motivational playlist, because that man really just, he said some really dope shit that I found very inspiring.
For real?
Yeah, really.
Okay.
That song, Family Feud, is so good.
Uh-huh.
It's like a double entendre sort of, but like, it's like, he talks about his relationship with Beyonce, and then he talks about the black community overall, but he's talking about the black community as a family. So that's like his own personal family, and he talks about the black community as a family. And the way he talks about it, it's like he talks about the older people in the community and how they be tripping. And he even calls out the young people a little bit, but, like, he just talks about, you know, when the family feuds, you know, nobody wins, you know. And I thought it was a really good song. In fact, one of the hooks he goes, On the hook, he says, what's better than one billionaire too, especially if they're the same hue as you? So at one point he's talking about his wife, and the next part he's talking about community of black people who basically have a better, stronger economy. So I thought that was really interesting.
Okay. I might check it out again then. I might actually, because like I said, like you said that, because I was, because I mean, I was waiting for that shit. I was like, okay, I wonder what, but I didn't, you know, okay. I'm going to check it out again. But, okay. So I'll download it tomorrow. Oops, did I say download? Damn.
You're missing out on some really dope shit.
I'm going to download it tonight until tomorrow. And you have
to watch the footnotes when he's talking to other, like, other men regarding the album and the song 444 and talking about, you know, being a man in a relationship and trying to build a family and the things that you have to do, basically overcoming a lot of, especially if you grew up in the streets, you know, like you never really knew how to love because that's not something you were taught. You had the older OGs in the neighborhood telling you all kinds of dumb shit and they don't know anything about relationships or love or women, you know. So I thought that was very interesting.
Okay. I'm going to check this shit out then. All right. I'm going to do that tonight. So tomorrow when I'm going to work, I'll listen to it. Or I'll talk about it on the latest podcast. Yeah, you watch Power, though?
I have never seen it.
Really?
Yeah, never.
You never watch Power? Wow, you never seen Power. Why not?
I don't know. Just have it.
It's really dope. Like it's dope.
I'll be real.
Really
I don't
good.
Really watch a lot of TV in general, but not because I'm on some high horse. Like, oh, I don't watch TV. I'm better than everybody. No shit like that. I don't always have a lot of time, so I have very specific shows that I watch. But like I watch Game of Thrones.
It's smart. I mean, it's a smart TV show. It's smart. It's not like really like brute. Yeah, we have the brutal characters on the show, but the show is really smart. Like,
oh,
you got a ghost, right? He's called Ghost
Club.
Great
things about it.
Yeah.
But you know what? I take that back. I did watch the first episode of that show, and I actually thought it was really good. I just never got back around to it. I have a list of shows I have not finished. Like, I haven't finished Orange is the New Black.
Excuse me. Oops, I'm so sorry.
Huh?
I started watching Orange is the New Black. I burped. I'm sorry.
Oh, I didn't hear it.
oh, my bad.
I watch Silicon Valley. That's what I watch. I'm going to watch Power, though. Everybody's talking about how good it is, so I definitely have to catch that.
Yeah, I mean, it's really good, man. Like Power goes in. I had to catch up because everybody kept talking about it. And I was like, let me just check out this show and see what the hell the big deal. And that was on that was like midway through season three. So I just binge watched the first two seasons all the way up to that episode, like within like 3 days. And I was just sitting there looking at it like, this is amazing. Like, damn, 50 Cent put his hands in some good shit. And then 50 Cent's character, Kanan, man, dude, it's like he's like, you know, one of those. He's a villain. So when his character walks on the screen, you grab your pocket and start searching for your purse and your keys. Like,
wow.
It's like his character. You know there are two characters like on TV that you see. You know, that make you feel the same kind of way when they come on the screen. Like literally, when you see 50 Cent's character Kanan come on the screen, when you see him come on the screen, like you grab your keys. I swear, you're like, oh shit, this nigga just came in the room. Like, he's a beast. Yes. Yes, he's a beast. And his guy, Tommy. Tommy is Ghost right-hand man, his best friend.
That's the white guy, right?
He come in the room, you update your insurance policy.
Okay, so I'm going to watch it.
Yeah, check it out, man. I think you enjoy it. You're like, yo, this shit is dope. It really is. Did you hear that thing about Usher?
Man, that is the craziest story, right?
What happened?
Do you know how many Let It Burn jokes were going on Twitter? Like, it was nothing but Let It. It was so many Let It Burn jokes that Let It Burn was trending as well as Usher.
Today?
Yeah.
I mean, what was I doing? Wow. It said it on Twitter?
It was on Twitter, yeah. It was trending on Twitter. And people had all these Let It Burn jokes. So much so that Let It Burn was also trending on Twitter earlier today.
What did he do? Because I think a couple of posts, but
back in 2012, he knowingly infected a girl with herpes. And so she was getting treated for it, and he basically had to pay her off to be quiet.
You say he didn't pay her off?
I think she sued him. Yeah, he did. The problem is that the court records got leaked because she sued him.
Whoa, so wait a minute. So he did not pay her off, that's what you're saying?
No, she sued him. I think they settled for $1.1 million or something like that. I might be getting that part wrong, so if you have another ship, they should probably call in and correct me. But from what I understand, she sued him, and part of that suit, I guess she was also not supposed to say anything once she got the money or something. I don't know. But this court records came out anyway, so.
How the fuck did that happen?
I don't know. I saw it on Radar Online, and I guess somebody leaked it to them.
Dude, that's really fucked up.
Man.
That's horrible. And internet has no chill, boy. God damn it, Usher, damn. Just move to Canada. Just leave. Just start over.
They said that part of the report, it was him talking. So there's like part of the medical report was like there was green ooze coming out of his penis. Like, oh man, it was so gross.
No.
I mean, that's the thing. I'm not surprised that a lot of these niggas don't be having STIs and shit. Because they don't be wrapping up because they're having pregnancy scares all the time.
Oh, my God. Damn, Usher, you're like so done. Can't never make a comeback. Like, how can you come back from this shit? You'd be a brave individual to keep fighting.
All you have to do is come out and talk about, do PSAs around sexually transmitted diseases. And, you know.
The internet would never let this die. The internet would never let me die.
Well, the internet don't go let it die. He just got to keep making money. At the end of the day, he'll be all right. I don't worry about it. I ain't surprised. I mean, you got to think, this man's been fucking around with women since he was like 12, you know, and like consistently. You know, he could get women as early as 12. Grown women.
Yeah.
So, you know, he's just fucking. That's what he does. That's why a lot of these dudes get married. They can't stay. They can't stay still. I don't even know why they bother to get married.
Oh man. Hey, how many rappers you think called their doctor's book, made sure the records was okay after this?
You said how many what?
How many rappers called their doctors up to make sure their records was okay after this shit happened? How many rappers
rappers, I mean, I think all of them, actors, singers, everybody was checking shit after that.
Everybody
was checking shit. The niggas that worked at Pop Eyes was checking.
And look, just imagine, whoever was holding on Usher records, just imagine you part of that same goddamn, you know, firm. This motherfucker just sweating bricks, yo.
I mean, I'm telling you, like, people should be getting tested anyway, by the way. Just everybody just get tested. I don't care if you trust your partner, all that dumb shit. Just go down to the fucking clinic or to the doctor, Planned Parenthood or whatever, and get fucking tested. I don't care. The number one reason why people get diseases is because they trust their partner. That had nothing to do with education. It had nothing to do with access, none of that shit. It had everything to do with people trusting their partner. Take your ass down to the clinic. I know you love your wife. I know you love your husband. But when you go to the doctor, when you go down there and say, look, I want to run some tests to make sure we're all good. You know what I mean? Just do it. It ain't going to hurt you.
Are they going now? I guarantee a lot of cats are going to go tomorrow. We have a bunch of born again virgins.
For real.
Niggas going to church Sunday and everything.
Church.
Pray for a result.
Pray for a good result. Wrap it up, when y'all out there. You know, get out there, wrap it up. That's just, y'all need to do that. Be careful out here.
Well, man. Oh my God!
I can't be out here with all kinds of random pussy all the time.
My goodness, yo, you man, you're awesome.
I'm just being real. People just out here. I don't see how you usher and you don't wrap it up. Like I don't get it.
Yeah.
I don't.
Easy, damn, he didn't gotta learn shit, man. What the fuck? Shit.
But you're grown. You got kids. You know, you got to think about that shit. My daddy died from being a fucking hoe. Is that what you want your kids to think? Like, I'm just saying. Come on, man. Wrap that shit up.
This shit came right for your son. You got to go back to school. Man, that kid's going to get your son to go to school. His son, his son's in school, right? His son's in grade school, right? Like, his son got to go to school. They'll get a kid hell. They're going to give his ass hell. When you go back to school.
Oh, it's a wrap. It's a wrap.
Yeah,
it is a wrap. So I know if kids are anything like they were when I was in school, it's a wrap. And it's even worse because you got shit on the internet. Wasn't even no internet when I was a kid and people wouldn't let shit go. They just think something happened in your family.
Now
they got evidence. They got court records.
Well, they got rough. Huh? Boy. You got a rough.
Shit.
You have a real rough in school. I was like, Mom, can I get homeschooled?
Man.
I don't talk to my dad. Can we move?
I don't want you to enroll me in school. Mom can enroll me. I don't need you to come down there. Don't worry. It's all good.
Tell me all that shit on. You got to move to Montana somewhere. Just like start a potato farm or something.
I mean, you can go get homeschooled. You can get homeschooled. We hire you a tutor. Come to the house.
Yeah. Damn, I did not know that shit was that bad. I did not know that shit was that bad. I just think people talk about that shit.
We were all kind of news today. Who else was out here doing shit? If they say Kevin Hart was cheating on his wife, I couldn't really tell from the video if he was cheating. He was in a car with two women.
Damn.
That one his wife, was pregnant.
You know what? Why don't entertainers and athletes like just put something in there, you know, like put a clause in, you know, and then make a contract or some shit. I'm allowed to cheat this amount of times a year. Do something. You know your ass can't be faithful. Shit.
Well, keep in mind, some of these women that they marry were the ones they were cheating with. So you know this nigga cheat. That's Kevin Hart's wife now was with him since he was with his previous wife.
She was a side chick?
Mm-hmm.
So he married a side chick?
One of them.
What? Oh, man. Really? That's so disappointing.
I mean, I don't think it's unusual. Like, what's his name married a side chick?
Who?
Swiss Beats.
And you know what the crazy part about it? Everybody, you know, they have around the same time Fantasia went through her thing. And they took Fantasia down, but... Oh, they put Richie Keys as a on a pedestal. I'm like, oh, really? This is what we doing? I was like,
I just think Alicia had a better media team because I saw women going in on Alicia. Alicia Keys for that shit.
Yeah,
it was, it was just, it was, what made it so bad, it was Mashonda, which was Swizz Beatz's wife. Mashonda was like constantly in the media pointing it out, like, hey, my wife sucks. He ain't paying child support. He ain't helping, you know, whatever, whatever. So I guess they get along now, though. I guess they worked it out. They're all happy because they be vacationing together.
Yeah, that wasn't crazy shit.
Well, we said people marry side chicks all the time. That's not even unusual.
Damn, like, I never really, like I knew about those two. I knew about Swizz Beatz when the Kevin Hart one. I didn't even know that. I had no idea that what he did. That's crazy though.
His wife had a stand up that was so sad because she's not really a comedian. I guess she did like some little stand up at some little cafe or whatever. And all her jokes were about him cheating on her. And all the different, like, they were like jokes like how basically women were just coming out of everywhere, right? And I was just like, yeah, this is actually kind of heartbreaking because this is like your real life. You know, like, I mean, the jokes weren't that bad, but it was just like, you know how you, like, it's funny, but it's like, yo, like, this is, like, for real. Like, this is kind of painful.
Like, this is kind of fucked up. Why would you do that?
I'm not the most sane person, so cheating on me is not wise. And I've been cheating on before,
okay,
and that nigga know now. Huh?
So, but you do go after the dude, you don't go after the chick, or you go after both?
I go after anybody. Anybody can get it. I'm mad. Anybody can get it. I don't care who you are. The dog can get it if they saw it. I don't give a shit. But that's the thing, when you mad, it ain't really got nothing to do with logic. Like, I get what people say. And I used to say that shit, too, until I got cheated on. And then the first thing I did was call up that bitch. And then I felt bad. And what was so crazy was she thought of apologizing, and she felt bad. Well, first we got into a huge fight. Then she thought of apologizing. She said she felt really bad and that, you know, she was just, like, real nice, and we talked, and by the end of the conversation, we were cool. Like, she's actually a pretty cool person. And we talked, and, you know, she was just like, you know, he's the one that cheated, and I'm sorry I took part in it. You know, I understand if I were you, I'd be mad, too. We talked it out, and she's the one who calmed me down. I was gonna kill him in his sleep. I was waiting. That nigga was asleep. I'm fucking mad.
See? That's that shit.
That nigga was about, he didn't even know how close he was to death. Huh? He really don't. I had all kinds of plans where the body was gonna go. Man, you have no idea. I was mad. And the things he told me in the middle of a fight, he told me.
I've seen that happen. Like, I've seen people do that shit. Like, that's like committing suicide. Like, that's something I want to do. Like, I've seen people do that shit. Get their ass whooped. Did they play victim? Man, she crazy as hell. Paul said, "But look what you said, bro. Like, look what you said. Man, you forgot what you said to
right?
me." Nigga, Ada, who is standing right there listening? Like, I've seen guys do that shit, or like. I know this dude, he cheated on this girl, and he cheated on her with, like, this chick. She was, like, 15, and this nigga was, like, 23, 24. And, he went to jail, whatever. They called him in the car with her. He went to jail, whatever. So he was blowing her phone up. She never answered the phone or anything. You know what I'm saying? Like, nigga, fuck you, whatever. He gets out and comes to the house, like, 3 or 4 months later, comes to the house, whatever. Everybody sent outside. There was a barbecue and everything. We see him like, oh, did they got a jail? He comes walking through the house hard, banging on the front door, shoving the front door up. And they go at it for a second, man. She just, like, she's pissed already. She's pissed already, whatever. Man, this girl, man, this nigga coming house like he just went to just, I guess, jap her up or whatever. Man, shout out to this nigga with a goddamn cast iron skillet. Like, that shit was
right
across his elbow. Look, she swung for his head. He threw his arm up. And she caught his elbow. but it was so funny.
Oh my God. Damn, that's crazy. How did you go mob through like that though? Not to say like violence is okay. Domestic violence is not okay, people. Please understand that. But for real, how you just mop through this like for real, you man, these niggas out here is bold, like
yeah. It was funny though, man, like Chad, that shit planned out. I guess they've been calling, leaving messages, whatever, saying what he's gonna do when he gets to the house. Because she didn't go pick him up, none of that damn shit. And we didn't know shit. We didn't know, you know, that nigga was coming home. Everybody's sitting outside barbecue. This middle apartment complex. He's sitting outside barbecuing. Like, so everybody's outside. And it's like a rock. What the fuck are you barking for? I'm sorry, it's my dog. Just bark at something. This the cat. Come on. Sorry about that. But I think he's kind of walking, you know, stomping his feet, walking hard to the damn house. Like, he's seen
no,
that shit, man. He threw his arm up, though. When she swung that goddamn skillet, he threw his arm up. She was like, bing! He just started jumping up and down. Fight was over.
Man, how can people even let him get that far? Like, you ain't even going to show to my house. Not all my people's out there. My brother don't play that shit. Like, this wasn't going to happen. You shouldn't never get close enough to me where I can swing some shit at you.
Yeah, you know, that's how the hood works, though.
You said
it works like that. That's how the hood works, though, yo. I mean, that's
man.
You just watched it. I mean, nobody broke it up. Nobody stopped her any damn thing. When she hit that nigga, she snapped the damn front, though. He got down, kind of hobbled for a second. Then he just, like, squeezed between the fence and went back down the street somewhere.
Man. But man, this is just crazy out here, man. You gotta be careful. You gotta be careful with these folks, man. People out here breaking hearts and giving you diseases. They can't even break your heart no more. They gotta give you a disease too. What kind of shit is that?
I'm trying to save you. I'll fuck your credit up. You know, man. I have, man, you know what? I got this on.
Yeah, for real. I still. Yeah, go ahead.
I got this one chick I know. Look, this girl, her life, like her dating life can be a movie. Like, every day she has a new story about dating in Atlanta. Like, I mean, dating in Atlanta, it's hell. This shit is hell down here. From what I see, people are like, this shit is hell. And she has, like, the craziest story. Like, I told her one day, I said, yo, we got to come on the podcast one night, like, just tell some of these damn stories, man. She had everything from, like, I mean, she has, like, some crazy stories. Like, how are you?
I mean,
look,
I wouldn't even be surprised the shit that women go through or with these men and dating. I mean, I don't know. I guess men have shit, too. But, like, I got stories, too. Living in L.A., I had a dude tell me, don't you ever send whatever to a black man. I was like, what? We weren't even on a date yet. We were on the phone planning the date. He, like, flipped out.
Crazy. Wow. Yeah. Oh, guess what? Oh, man, we're coming to the end of the podcast.
Yeah.
I
noticed that,
too. Wow. So we've been on now. Come to the end of the podcast. Wow. Had an awesome night. So, Ms. V, the star, appreciate you for calling in tonight and chilling with me.
No problem. Can I tag my stuff?
Yeah. Hurry up. Go. Tag yourself.
Okay. Go to SoundCloud.com/realityisreal. You can get on my podcast there.
All right. Say it one more time.
SoundCloud.com/realityisreal. We're also on iTunes as well, so you can get us there too.
All right. And make sure you put the links up inside the group too, so everybody go check it out.
Well, I'm banned from Facebook, so.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I'm going to put the links up myself, okay? I got you.
Okay.
Can you inbox on Facebook? Are you banned from inboxing?
I'll text it to you. I have your number.
Okay, yeah, okay. Yeah, you know what? Yeah, text me everything and I'll put it up that way.
All right.
All right, well, guys, y'all have a good night. Tomorrow night is Token Thursday. I'll be talking to the Stoners. We'll be discussing different rolling papers, different methods of rolling, your best smoke toys, your best smoke stories, your favorite stoner movie, favorite stoner song. Make sure you guys tune in. All right. Have a good night.